I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As piracy continues to headline today's news, a ship ministry is looking for volunteers to help reach the lost with the gospel. Operation Mobilization just launched their newest vessel, the Logos Hope. OM's Miles Taves says they need people with ship, computer, and basic housekeeping skills to join them. Is the economy affecting recruiting? Taves says
they may find it a little more challenging to get that sponsorship. But the one thing about the difficult economy, I think, is that it really does make people go back to thinking about what really is important. So I think that there are people who maybe even are more motivated to invest in eternal things as a result of the difficult economy.
Meanwhile, for earthquake survivors in Italy, Easter Sunday wasn't a joyous occasion. Thousands spent the holiday in tent cities. A mass funeral was held on Good Friday for over 200 victims. Reach Global is developing a response to the catastrophic earthquake that hit Italy last week. Crisis response and Rome City teams are working together to manage needs through local churches. Primary need is financial. You can help response teams by giving online at missionnetworknews.org. And in North America, there's roughly one trained Christian leader for every 1,300 people. In Asia, that ratio was 1 in 600,000. Because the pastors of the frontline advance of the gospel, they need to be well-grounded. Asian Access's Po San Ung is bringing healing to the body of Christ in Cambodia through training programs. Unity is helping the pastors start working together.
They're able to visit each other's church and go on mission trip within Cambodia itself to the countryside together and train the church leader in the provincial area.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.